I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver. This is thecommentary.ca. Soon the holiday season will be upon us, and we're going to need to get Christmas gifts in the sort. A great gift idea is a new cookbook from Chatelaine magazine, Modern Classics. With over 250 recipes from the magazine's test kitchen, there's something for everyone in every situation. Say you're coming home from work and need something fast and easy, or if you're planning a dinner for a group of guests, you'll find that here. Chatelaine's Claire Tanzi is in Vancouver now to talk about the book. She joined the magazine as its food editor earlier this year. With her associates, the Test Kitchen at Chatelaine develops and tests over 500 recipes a year. Before joining the magazine, she's worked as a chef, writer, critic, developer, and her work has appeared in sundry publications. Modern Classics is published by Wiley. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Claire Tanzi. Good morning, Ms. Tanzi.
Good morning. Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
Have you made everything that's in this book?
Well, I wish I could say that I have. I personally haven't, but Chatelaine has. We triple test all of our recipes in our test kitchen to make sure that they're foolproof and delicious and that we can pretty well guarantee that they're going to work in your kitchens when you guys try it at home. But that means that every single recipe printed in the book has been tested at least three times.
What's the process in terms of testing the recipes?
Oh, it's really fun. We start with ideas. We just get together, the whole team gets together to brainstorm on a certain concept. And then we take those ideas, and we all come from food backgrounds, professional food backgrounds, and we'll write up a recipe, sort of like a draft, it's like a first draft, and then somebody will cook through the recipe. And once the recipe's been cooked through, we all gather around the tasting table and taste it, and everybody gives their feedback. You know, does it need more flavor? Does it need another ingredient? That sort of thing. And the person who is actually cooking the recipe will let us know how it was to cook. And so she'll say, well, you know, I used a nonstick pan, and then I had to boil the water, and that took 10 minutes, and then it took 5 minutes there. So we really go through the whole recipe with a fine-tooth comb, and then we make our suggestions on how to change it, whether that's adding more rosemary, or if we think, gosh, you know, sure it would be great if we could do it in one pot instead of two pots. Let's try it in one pot next time. And then another person comes along and tests the recipe again, and the same process just keeps on happening until we get to the perfect recipe. So it means that we pretty well eat all day, but we have a good time,
yeah.
And it also means that it's very collaborative. We are always all giving our opinions, and we do that because we're trying to make a recipe that's going to be really approachable and fun, and above all, that's going to work and be delicious.
And how do you make sure that a recipe hasn't appeared, like, in another cookbook, say?
Oh, that's a good question. It's one of those things that, you know, in the food world, there are probably recipes for everything already somewhere out there.
Yeah.
But what we're doing is, because we're not basing our recipes on anything that we see, we're pretty much just developing them out of our head and from our own experience. And so that makes them unique to us. And we are always trying to write our recipes in such a way that it kind of makes sense. Like, you know, if you've got to put the pot of water on to boil before you fry the bacon, then we put the pot of water on to boil up at the top of the recipe. And so we're really trying to make it very user-friendly so that you can just read through the recipe and kind of follow along.
Now, the audience for Chatelaine is very different than, say, other magazines. What do you look for in a recipe that you're putting into the magazine?
Well, we like to offer a little bit of something for everyone, whether you're a beginner cook and you're trying to learn how to cook, or whether you already like to cook and want to branch out and maybe try something new, whether you're somebody who's just trying to make dinner on a weeknight, or if you're entertaining guests on the weekend, we try to offer a little bit of something for everyone. And, you know, It's a kind of a judgment call. Like, if we have we develop almost 50 recipes a month for the magazine, and you know, if we always take a look at the whole lineup of a certain month and say, you know, there are a lot of complicated things in this one, so let's move some of the complicated ones to another issue, and let's include some great simple ideas for pasta or omelets or something like that, so that we can have a little bit of something for everyone throughout the magazine. And we also have we have people at home testing our recipes as well. People can sign up to be home testers.
Right.
And so that means when we get feedback back from those recipe testers at home, that gives us a really good sense of whether or not the recipe is, you know, too complicated or too weird, or if it's too simple and needs to be amped up a bit.
Now, I understand in this book that there are recipes here going back to 1928. Is that correct?
Oh, I wish I could say that. No, not from this book. We chose just from about the last 6 or 7 years, the best that that we had from the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But Chatelaine's been around since 1928, and there's been food in Chatelaine since then. And, man, it is so fun to look back in the archives and to look at some of the recipes from the late 20s, 30s, and 40s. There's this whole interesting period in the 40s when, of course, because of the war, there were food rations in place. And so you see really innovative ways of making dinner on not very much ingredients.
And tastes have changed, haven't they?
Tastes have changed, definitely. You see a lot of different ingredients being more kind of what you call like pantry staples, you know, something like a jar of Indian curry paste, which a lot of people have in the fridge kind of every day, or, you know, coconut milk or all those great Asian ingredients, mm-hmm. or a grain like quinoa, which I don't think I'd ever heard of 5 years ago, but now it's everywhere and people love to cook with it. So tastes have changed and availability has changed, and I mean, certainly in downtown in cities like in Vancouver and in cities across Canada, you can get all kinds of fun ingredients. But we always try to make sure that we're not using anything that's so hard to get that either you'd have to go to a specialty store, or if you lived in somewhere that didn't have, say, a great Chinatown, that you wouldn't be able to get it.
Nutritional information, that's something important that people are looking for now?
Yeah, and we run a nutritional breakdown of every single recipe, and that's always top of our mind as well, you know, especially something like fat and fiber and sodium in particular. And it often happens that when we get the nutritional analysis back from our recipes, if we'll look at it and say, oh, wow, look at that, the sodium is really high, we'll go back into the kitchen and take another stab at it to try to make it a little bit more health-friendly.
Now, there's something for everyone in this book, correct?
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Do you cook at home?
I do. Yeah. It really is what I love to do. But, you know, when I work in an office and just happens to be a kitchen inside an office, and I go home at the end of the day and I've got to cook for my family just like everybody else, and as much as I love to cook, I'm still looking at getting dinner on the table as quickly as I can.
Yeah. Yeah. And who do you cook for? Is it family or?
Yeah, family, for myself. I love having people over. You know, and then there are those great nights when my partner cooks and I get to take the night off.
Yeah. Well, what does the person who cooks at home, what do they want?
The person...
Yeah, like in this book, you have recipes, obviously, for dinner, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have recipes for dinner, but we've got a lot of great entertaining stuff as well, like appetizers and first courses, some snacks. And we've got this great section on brunch as well, which I think is one of the easiest ways to entertain. You know, it's kind of a little bit less pressure, or you can just throw on a pot of coffee and make a big omelet or something like that. And then, of course, lots of desserts. So if people who maybe need something for the school bake sale, or who just want to take a dessert to the next potluck. So there's a little bit of something for everyone, like you said, yeah.
So cooking for when one comes home from work.
Mm-hmm.
I guess time, that's the one thing that you're looking for in a recipe, right?
Yeah, definitely. And we always list the time of how long it takes to... the way I call it is how long between the time that I step into the kitchen to the time that I'm eating this delicious dish. I want to know how long that's going to take. And the other thing about that is you don't want to have to shop, really, on your way home, right? I mean, you don't want to have to do that every night. So we're always trying to use ingredients that you've already got in your pantry, you know, pasta and a little bit of something fresh, or maybe you've got chicken or shrimp in the freezer or that kind of thing. Because I really think shopping is one of the most... what do you call it, like unrecognized skills of cooking? Because
yeah.
If you don't have the stuff in the pantry, it's such a drag to have to go all the way back out again and get another round of groceries.
So what should we keep stocked in our pantry?
Well, I always say that if you've got garlic, olive oil, parmesan, and pasta, you can have dinner in 10 minutes. And that's a great, easy way to have a really fast and affordable dinner. All those dry goods, like, you know, things like rice, different grains, and then all your favorite seasonings and spices, like, you know, red wine vinegar and Dijon mustard. Always buy a lemon, because a squeeze of lemon added at the end of a dish can really be the difference between okay and wow.
Yeah.
But the thing is to really kind of ask yourself, what do you like? Just, you know, think, oh, well, you know, I do like having, you know, a fried egg sandwich for dinner. Well, then you make sure you've always got bread and eggs. Or if you think, you know, I love making a quick tom yum soup when I get home. So you throw a pack of shrimp in the freezer and you've always got a can of coconut milk in the pantry. But if you like those things and you have those ingredients on hand, cooking can really be a pleasure.
And there are, you mentioned dinner menus and the sort for if you're having people over. There are suggestions as to what to serve with something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. At the back of the book, we put together a couple of menus so that, you know, anything from, you know, a dinner for two for, say, a Valentine's Day, or just like a classic and easy dinner, or whether you're doing a big Christmas dinner or a buffet brunch. What we've done is we've gathered recipes together in a menu form, so that if it is that Saturday morning and you're thinking, okay, people are coming over tonight, you can flip to the back and just have a get an idea of what a good menu would be for that evening.
Do you get out to Vancouver often?
I like to get out as much as I can. Yeah. I do have family out here, so I love to come out and see the city.
Yeah. Do you have favorite places to go to eat here?
Well, I have always been a real sucker for Vijas because I do love Indian food. It's like comfort food to me. I've had some great meals recently in Vancouver. I had I've tasted some wonderful recipes from, I think it's pronounced Chibo or Sibo, and from West, and from the wonderful Thai restaurant Manam.
Yeah.
I had a great little dinner last night up in, I don't even know what the area will be called. I guess Point Grey, is that an area?
Yeah.
At a restaurant called Provence. We had an absolutely wonderful dinner up there with some fresh BC crab. Oh, it was absolutely to die for.
How are things at Chatelaine? We've been reading that things haven't been that great. Their editors have changed over the years.
Well, we got a new editor-in-chief last year, and things are fantastic. We redesigned the magazine for the June issue of 2010. It's got just a fresh new look. Everything's been just a little bit updated. And we really feel that the magazine is so current and fun to read, and really, you know, has material in it that's just what Canadian women are looking for, and guys too, because we know that guys pick up the magazine every now and then.
Yeah.
We have a great time. We have a wonderful office and a great camaraderie, and certainly in the kitchen, we are just always having a bit of a laugh.
And just Ken White, he runs the thing?
He is our publisher, yeah.
Yeah. We've had him on the program. He's a fascinating guy.
Oh, absolutely. Such an interesting guy. Very very intellectual and very smart. But, you know, he's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah. Do people from, say, the other magazines, do they sneak in there and try to taste what you guys are cooking?
Absolutely. Our kitchen is like, we're on the 8th floor, and we're surrounded by all kinds of other Rogers magazines. And, when we cook, usually what we do is we just share the food that we make. And so people pop by and grab a cookie or have a bowl full of soup.
Yeah.
It turns out we're pretty popular.
This seems like a great book for Christmas.
Oh, it is a good book for, it's a good book for Christmas, but it's a book that will get you through the year. One of the things that I really love about it that turned out so well is the beautiful photography. Like, the pictures are just yum. You're going to just want to stick your fork right into the picture.
Yeah.
It all looks really appetizing. And I think that really makes a difference when you're making a recipe for the first time. It's great to have a sense of what it's going to look like at the end of it, what it's supposed to look like, sort of a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just a great gift idea because the recipes are easy.
Recipes are easy, and there really is something for everyone. Whether you're just starting out and you've never made an omelet before, or you know whether you're interested in making a beautiful layer cake, or whether you're interested in stocking the freezer with some good vegetarian chili.
Claire, it's been a pleasure to talk today.
Likewise.
And the websites for more are chatelaine.com. The book is called Modern Classics. It's published by Wiley. Claire Tansey, Chatelaine's food editor on the line in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.